Haley is the collaborator with the Baha'i International Community and the secretary of the local spiritual assembly of the Baha'is of Itakweni. She is also an executive member of the KZN Interreligious Council and Religions for Peace in South Africa. She is a partner in the Faith Action Collective. Over to you, Haley.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here with all of you today. And thank you, Maulana, for your words. I wanted to emphasize again what you said, which was that gender-based violence is not a woman's issue. It is a human issue. And I wanted to share from the Baha'i perspective. In the Baha'i world community, one of the main teachings is the oneness of humankind. And the issue of gender-based violence cannot be achieved without equality and understanding that these issues are the issues that humanity face, not that women face, but that humanity face. And despite the widespread acceptance of gender equality in principle and the advancement of political and civil rights for women in many countries, full equality has not yet been achieved. The full and equal participation of women in all spheres of life is essential in overcoming the pandemic of gender-based violence. The emancipation of women, the achievement of full equality between the sexes, is essential to human progress and the transformation of society. Inequality retards not only the advancement of women, but the progress of civilization itself. The persistent denial of equality to one half of the world's population is an affront to human dignity. It promotes destructive attitudes and habits in men and women that pass from the family to the workplace, to the political life, and ultimately to international relations. On no grounds, moral, biological, or traditional, can inequality be justified. The moral and psychological climate necessary to enable our nation to establish social justice and to contribute to global peace will be created only when women attain full partnership with men in all fields of endeavor. The systematic oppression of women is a conspicuous and tragic fact of history. Restricted to narrow spheres of activity in the life of society, denied educational opportunities and basic human rights, subjected to violence and frequently treated as less than human, women have been prevented from realizing their true potential. Age-old patterns of subordination reflected in popular culture, literature and art, law, and even religious scriptures continue to pervade every aspect of life. Despite the advancement of political and civil rights for women and the widespread acceptance of equality in principle, full equality has not been achieved. The damaging effects of gender prejudice are a fault line beneath the foundation of our national life. The gains for women rest uneasily on unchained, often unexamined inherited assumptions. Much remains to be done, and that's why we're here today, isn't it? The achievement of full equality requires a new understanding of who we are, that is our purpose in life and what our purpose in life is and how we relate to one another, an understanding that will compel us to reshape our lives and thereby our society. At no time since the founding of women's rights movement has the need to focus on this issue been greater. We stand at the threshold of a new millennium, of a new century, this country is only 30 years into our democracy, and we are at a threshold, and it's a critical moment. Their challenges are already upon us, influencing our families, our lifestyles, our nation, our world, and the turbulence of adolescence is slowly and painfully preparing us for the age of maturity as a human race. The elements necessary to unify people and nations is precisely those that are needed to bring about the equality of the sexes. The effort to overcome the history of inequality requires the full participation of every man, woman, youth, and child. Over a century ago, Baha'u'llah, the founder of the Baha'i faith, announced God's purpose for this age to proclaim the principle of equality of women and men. And he said that women and men have been and will always be equal in the sight of God. The establishment of equal rights and privileges for women and men, Baha'u'llah says, is a precondition for the attainment of a wider unity that will ensure the well-being and the security of all peoples. The Baha'i writings state emphatically that when all mankind receive the same opportunity of education and the equality of men and women is realized, the foundations of war will be utterly destroyed. And as Daniela mentioned, we are a country at war with itself. So we will destroy this war that has been ravaging our country once we understand our oneness and our equality. I'd like to share now a beautiful quote from Baha'u'llah that says, "Know you not why we created you all from the same dust? That no one should exalt himself over another. Ponder in your hearts how ye were created. Since we have created you all from one same substance, it is incumbent on you to be even as one soul, to walk with the same feet, eat with the same mouth, and dwell in the same land. That from your inmost being, by your deeds and actions, the signs of oneness and the essence of a detachment may be made manifest." So that is the trick that unlocks this door, is for us to see ourselves humble before one another. And this is one of my most favorite quotes from the Baha'i writings that describes humanity as a bird, one wing being man and the other woman. It says, "The world of humanity is possessed of two wings, the male and the female. So long as these two wings are not equivalent in strength, the bird will not fly. Until womankind reaches the same degree as man, until she enjoys the same arena of activity, extraordinary attainment for humanity will not be realized. Humanity cannot wing its way to the heights of real attainment. When the two wings become equivalent in strength, enjoying the same prerogatives, the flight becomes extraordinary." And so to end, I would like to share a prayer for the women and girls of this world and of our country, and also of the women and girls who have not survived the gender-based violence scourge of this country. And so as I sing this prayer, I'd like us to think about this concept of equality and about strengthening this wing and the things that each of us can do in our individual capacity to raise up the strength of our sisters and the girls around us. Whether we are a woman or a man or anybody in between, we all can do something to lift up those who are held vulnerable in our society and help them find their voice. So I offer this prayer. Oh Lord, make this little maid servant of thine blessed and happy, and cause her to be cherished at the threshold of thy oneness, and let her drink deep from the cup of thy love, so that she may be filled with rapture and ecstasy and diffuse sweet scented fragrance. Thou art the mighty and the powerful, the all-knowing and the all-seeing." And as we think of our beautiful girls and our amazing women of this world, we remind ourselves to be united, and it's through our unity that we will strengthen our whole community. And so to end, I have a very short prayer from the Baha'i writings about uniting our hearts. Unite and bind together the hearts. Unite and bind together the hearts. Join in accord all the souls. Join in accord all the souls. Oh Lord, make these faces radiant.
Thank you, Haley, for those wonderful words of wisdom and, of course, your beautiful voice. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Lotus FM.
Yeah.
Share the experience. Share.